The Bible and Modern Science with your host, Dr. Joseph Henson of the Science Faculty of Bob Jones University. Here is Dr. Henson.
Thank you. On our last program, we began something a little bit different. We have interrupted a series of programs dealing with insects. We will get back to that. I chose to share with those of you that listen something of my own personal testimony and talked a little bit about the early years when I grew up, born in Oklahoma, grew up in West Texas. My folks moved to Colorado, Durango, Colorado, when I was a junior in high school, sophomore in high school. And I really didn't tell you much about my own family life, which may or may not be of some interest, but perhaps it will be helpful to some of you. I came as a freshman to Bob Jones University intending to be a research chemist. And through a series of circumstances, I ended up with a major in secondary education, a major in biology, and one course shy of a major in chemistry. I count 1952 as the year of my graduation, although I came back in the fall and got a teaching certificate, and so officially finished in 1953. I can remember telling my mother that I would never marry a Southerner. I would never marry a Bob Jones University girl. I would never marry a short girl. And as you may suspect, I got all three of those in one fell swoop. I met a young lady from Thompson, Georgia, my junior year. We fell in love and were married shortly after we finished final exams in January of 1953. I think we had our final exams on Monday, and we were married at her home down in Thompson on Thursday of that week. Moved back to Colorado at that point. This was during the Korean War. I had been deferred as a college student for several years, and not too long after I got back was told that my friends and neighbors had need of my services, and the selective service caught up with me. We moved back, and I got a job in the uranium smelter in the Vanadium Corporation of America's plant in Durango in the metallurgical lab. And there was a uranium treatment plant down in White Canyon, Utah. I could entertain you for some hours about that. The chemist who was there left, and so I was persuaded to go down and replace him. And we moved to a place most of you have absolutely no conception of. This was down in the desert in Utah, although it was on the banks of the Colorado River. It took about 30 minutes to fly from White Canyon to Cortez, Colorado. It took 14 hours to drive. You drove through the bottom of a gully up to Green River and back across to Cortez. We had to have our food flown into us. No running water. There was electricity. And it was a very interesting time, particularly for a young lady from Georgia. I was not sure how she was going to handle the mountains to start with. I can remember when we got back in January of 1954, January of 53, one night there was a snow, and I remember Grace stayed up most of the night watching the snow plows going back and forth. She'd never seen anything like that before. Uncle Sam caught up with me, and I went in the Army. I was there for about a little over 3 years, was in Korea for a tour of duty, came back, went back to Durango for a while. And that's where my comment that I would never teach school caught up with me. The Lord began to deal in my heart, and I realized that I really did not want to get down to the end of my life and look back over a lifetime working with things, which is what I was doing in the chemistry lab, that my preference was to work with people, to engage in something that would have some eternal consequence. So we came back to teach in the fall of 1957 and have been here since. We have two sons. Joe, the oldest one, has been a missionary in Guam now for almost 20 years. He and Garthia have been there. They had two sons, Joseph and Garth. Both of them are married presently. Joseph has gone into evangelism. They are presently up in West Virginia with Christie's parents. They have one daughter, Karis. Garth and married Becky. They are here in Greenville presently. He is working on a master's degree. I think intends to go back to Guam and help in the ministry there at some point. They have two children, a daughter, Sarah, that is about is 3 years old, and Benjamin, that's about 10 months old. Jay, our second son, lives in Anderson. He and June have two daughters. Jessica is the older daughter who had the thoughtfulness to be born on my birthday. And Jennifer is 3 years younger and is in school there in Anderson. During the early years of our teaching, the Lord brought together several of us who were involved in the formation, founding of the Wilds. Ken Hay, Carl Blythe, and myself. I have been thankful to have some part in that ministry during these years. We have seen somewhere over 20,000 people saved as a result of the Wilds ministry. When I finished my graduate work, we began a series of Bible science seminars and have held more than 100 of those all over the United States and in other places as well, other countries as well. I have been on a team that has debated faculty from other universities. I think the first one was with Ball State University some years ago. We went into that debate with some trepidation. I still remember the opening comments of the man that I was debating. This was in Don Camp's church there in Anderson, Indiana. And this guy got up and said, you Bible believers have your Trinity. Said, we have our Trinity. We believe in the great God Oomph and Spooky Oomph and Junior Oomph. And if Junior Oomph were to run down the middle aisle of the church tonight dressed in a bed sheet, singing, I ain't got no daddy. If we had had 2,000 years to brainwash you as you have been brainwashed, you would accept our Trinity as well as you've accepted yours. So as you can imagine, it was a rather interesting occasion. We've debated against faculty from Notre Dame, University of Wisconsin, University of Indiana, Purdue, number of other schools. My intent in those debates has been primarily, I have not been under any delusion that many of those people that we have debated were going to come and trust the Lord as a result of the debate. My interest has been primarily simply to demonstrate to my fellow believers that there are people who are knowledgeable about science and the scripture, who accept the idea of creation and reject the idea of evolution. And I think the testimony of those debates has been effective in many instances in doing that. We began this ministry, the Bible and Modern Science, 30 years ago. We've gone through three sets of tapes of information about that. I have been thankful to the Lord for the opportunity of being able to have input into young people's lives who are, for the most part, going to leave school and go out and serve the Lord faithfully. And I'm glad for the small part that I still have in some of those and look forward to see what the Lord is going to do during these next years. I look forward to our nation's future with great trepidation. We have long since left our Christian roots. We live here in what is sometimes referred to as the buckle on the Bible Belt, and yet I look around and find people, many of whom have moved into this area, who feel increasing freedom to reject anything biblical, anything that has to do with God, anything that God's children have to say. And if this is true here, then I'm sure it is the condition that exists in many places. There is a verse in Ecclesiastes that talks about the effect of wisdom and knowledge. And that really is sadness, being able to look around and see what's happening and in light of the scripture know what's ahead for us. And it is my opinion that there are some immensely dark days to come. I know that the Lord is faithful, that he has the ability to protect and preserve his own children as he chooses to do that. But I just look ahead and see what's ahead for the world and join many of the martyrs in the understanding that the hope of the believer is the return of the Lord. This is the only thing that could conceivably provide a solution for all of the difficulties that we find ourselves in. It is my opinion that America rose to a place of world prominence in less than 200 years, primarily because it was the only nation in history that I am aware of that gave recognition to the God of heaven and acknowledged man's position under God as creatures responsible to God. And yet we have and are continuing to leave those Christian roots, and we will bear the consequences of that. I do not know what's ahead. I suspect destruction, certainly. And try to take advantage of the freedom that remains to us to continue to be a good witness, to attempt, as the scripture talks about, to snatch men as brands from the burning. Those individuals who are open to the gospel, who are willing to accept that and trust the Lord as Savior, to provide the opportunity for as many to do that as possible, knowing that the end is ahead and that it will be a very difficult time, and simply continue to pray for God's wisdom and his mercy in these days.
Thank you, Dr. Henson. You may send email to Dr. Henson at jhenson@bju.edu. That's jhenson at bju.edu. Or write to Dr. Joseph L. Henson, Box 34621, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, zip code 29614, in the United States of America. You're invited to listen next time for The Bible and Modern Science.